All right, and if you happen to be at the O'Neill Chamber of Commerce banquet Friday night, you heard the Felix and Fingers version of the BGNS transmission. They even sang the BGNS transmissions jingle Friday night. That was pretty cool. So
that is cool.
Yeah, Dr. Daniel Nicolite's in from Finish Line Chiropractic. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, here we are 18 days in. How's everybody doing on their New Year's resolutions?
Well, typically, once we're about this far into the year, about half the people that have created their New Year's resolutions have given up already, unfortunately. So, and then you get to the end of the month, and I think it's only like 5 or 10%. People are still on board, and it's crazy the numbers, that the amount of people that actually succeed with their New Year's resolution. So,
the good news is, though, you can always start your New Year's resolution today.
Yes, you can. You can always start over. And when it comes to goals and, you know, trying to better yourself or anything like that, I really encourage people to not just try to do that at New Year's.
Right.
Try to do that quarterly, and then kind of reevaluate everything and then kind of reboot. Because, I mean, we all fall off. We all, you know, nobody's perfect. Yeah. And there's always things that we can work on to improve ourselves. So, like I said, 18 days ago, we were all probably excited, you know, we're starting to set some goals, some things that you want to do to better yourself, you know, and we had a lot of energy about that. And then here we are today, and half of those people are kind of like falling off. They've kind of lost that that energy or maybe that focus that they had. And so today what I'm going to talk about are some things that you can do to, one, get back on track, but then those that are still on track to help them stay on track. And they're called meds. So I'm going to talk about how you can take your meds. And these are not your traditional meds that you would take from the pharmacy. But it's just an acronym. M stands for mind. And this is what I think is really important. You need to feed your mind. For some people, this can seem kind of silly. But you really need to feed it with positive things. You know, that can be little things like listening to positive podcasts, you know, doing affirmations throughout the day or especially in the mornings, where you just kind of talk yourself up a little bit. Those are important. I really encourage people to turn off the news, turn off Facebook, because if you haven't noticed this already, whatever you like and the things that you do on Facebook, it just keeps feeding you more. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you get sucked into that kind of negative, trendy stuff and kind of builds you up in a way, it's going to just keep feeding you more of that because it knows it's what you want. That's how Facebook works. I don't know how they do it.
I don't either. Yeah.
But somebody behind the scenes obviously knows what they're doing, because what they're initially trying to do, they're just trying to get sales.
Yeah.
They're just trying to sell you. So that's why you get all those.
Yeah. Don't click on the golf club you see that you like, because you'll all of a sudden every other post on Facebook is another golf club.
Also, don't talk about it.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I really encourage people to just. I'm doing what we call a 30-day cleanse, mental cleanse. No news. No Facebook. Anytime something negative pops up, boom, I turn it off. It's just really good to just kind of clean your mind a little bit. And especially with everything going on today, I can't stress how important that is. Okay. I also think that reading is really important. Just 5 to 10 pages a day, compounded over the year. I mean, that's really not a lot, just a couple minutes. Everybody can squeeze this in, and that also will help you. Some of my favorites are The Miracle Morning, The Slight Edge, Think and Grow Rich, The Five Love Languages, The Bigness of the Fellow Within, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Those are just to name a few. There's tons of books out there. One that can just help you continue to improve yourself, but also just kind of help keep your mindset in more of a positive state.
Yeah, and, you know, the nice thing about that is, while you can also delve into Facebook on your phone, you can also read a book on your phone.
So, absolutely.
Yeah.
You can.
So, yeah. Yes. Use your phone for something good.
Yeah. You can read on your phone now. You can also just listen to them.
Correct. Yeah.
And so there's a lot of cool things that
you're
can do.
You're on the treadmill and pop it on for 5 minutes. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Or even just your drive to work. If you have a 5-minute drive to work, it's a perfect time to, turn that stuff on. Don't always ignore KBRX, though. E for meds is for exercise. So you want to create a minimum exercise routine. And this is a minimum exercise routine that you do no matter what. Okay. It doesn't have to be, you know, where you go to the gym and you grind it out for an hour or even half an hour. It can be something just generally, like, say, maybe when you travel, you just do something really simple. What I like to do is 30 to 40 push-ups. And then I'll do 30-second planks, a forward plank, and then a side plank on each side. And then I rest for 2 minutes. And then I just do that 3 to 4 times. Like, super simple, doesn't take a ton of time. It's not extremely stressful on the body, but it also just helps keeping your body just kind of fit.
Right.
So just something really simple like that. And you can do it to cater whatever your lifestyle is, yeah. whatever your circumstances are. I don't care if you just arm curl a couple cans of Campbell's soup for 5 minutes every day. Just something of that exercise is really important. And that also will help go back and help feed your mind. Because when you're just being active, even if it seems like it doesn't matter, eventually it will matter. And so those are things that you can do to kind of stay on top of those two. And then we'll get to the D. D is for diet. Again, this doesn't have to be like you only eat salads for the rest of your life or anything crazy like that. Just simply start out with maybe trying to eliminate processed foods. Okay. So for an example for that is, not to beat up on little Debbie, but, you know, you kick her out, she needs to go.
Yeah.
And so you don't eat those type of foods anymore. You can fill them in with, some little bit healthier snacks or little things like that. Just doing those little things. Maybe it's just something as simple as cutting up pop, and substituting it, to the, you know, maybe it's not still the greatest, but it's a little bit better. Just try to make those little improvements. So many people, when it comes to diet, try to just completely wipe everything clean and start over. You're just setting yourself up for failure.
Right, man.
And so try to make those little changes. And then guess what? The next year, you can work on something even better. And then, you know, 5-10 years down the road, you can be your best self. S is for sleep. This one is really important for obvious reasons, but just try to get adequate sleep. You know, 6 to 8 hours is ideal. Now, if you're struggling with any of these meds that I talked about, that's where I come into play. Okay, that's where you need to insert chiropractic. And so maybe you're thinking like, well, I always struggle with a exercise routine because it's painful, it hurts, or I'm uncomfortable, or I don't sleep well because I'm pain. Maybe you don't sleep well. Or maybe it's because you have some sort of insomnia or you're dealing with other issues that doesn't allow you to sleep, stress. Those are all things that chiropractic comes into play and will help you to be able to accomplish those and for you to be able to take those meds daily. And so when it comes to those New Year's resolutions, don't forget about, I think for most people it's usually health related, but that's where chiropractic can help so many people is because we can help you get through those struggles that you deal on in daily life.
All right, good stuff. Yeah, good way to, some things to think about here on how to make your new year better and you better.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, so that's really all I have today. I will stop with this one quote real quick. You made the choice to improve yourself for a reason. Don't go backwards to habits and situations that weren't helping you evolve. You have to keep reminding yourself why you even decided to move forward. I'm going to repeat that. You have to keep reminding yourself why you even decided to move forward. I think a lot of times for people, it's easy to kind of forget, especially when that first challenge comes up. When you're trying to make those challenges, you just, boom, revert right back to your old habits.
Yeah.
So try to keep that fresh in your mind. Stay positive about what's to come by being consistent with your change.
Good stuff. Yeah. Good way to start off 2022.
Absolutely.
18 days in.
18 days
yeah.
in.
Yeah. All right, Doc. Hey, appreciate the good stuff you shared today.
Absolutely. So you can always give us a call at 402-336-9979. You can check us out at finishlinehealth.com. You can check us out on Facebook, or you can even email us at drnicolite@gmail.com.
Okay. Or stop in at the office right there.
Absolutely.
In corner of 5th and Hines.
Yeah, I cannot.
4th and Hines, yeah.
I can't stress enough that we always take walk-ins.
Yeah.
Always.
All right. Doc, have a great week.
Thank you. You guys too.
Yep. Dr. Daniel Nicolite from Finish Line Chiropractic.